Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Frozen Four in Boston, championship game on Saturday night. And Chris Peters joins us. He's covered hockey for a long time, NHL prospects, the amateur game, college, Olympics, juniors. Chris has done it all, follows it very closely. Chris, how you been?
Steve, I'm doing well. It's been a whirlwind couple of days, but it's good to be on with you.
Yeah, and we'll preview the title game, Minnesota State and Denver, in a moment. But the Mavericks have a Hobie Baker Award winner, their outstanding goaltender, gets it done, Dryden McKay.
Yeah, he sure does. And, you know, it's interesting because I think this year the Hobie Baker race was pretty wide open. You know, I don't think there were a lot of, you know, surefire, absolutely has to be this guy candidates this year like there have been in some years past. And, you know, it's been really difficult for goalies to win the Hobie. It's why there is a Mike Richter Award now, in part because they never really win it. But, you know, here Dryden McKay wins the Hobie Baker, and, you know, he's had a tremendous four-year career. You know, it's a little controversial because statistically he was not the best goaltender this season, but certainly it's hard to argue with the amount of games that the Mavericks won this year with him in the nets. He's the all-time shutouts leader and all-time wins leader in NCAA history. You know, so when the field is a little bit more wide open, maybe it becomes a little bit easier to go kind of in the career achievement direction. But, you know, I don't mean to say that and take anything away from Dryden McKay, because certainly he's a big reason why the Mavericks are where they are right now, on the cusp of, you know, playing for a national championship.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. 34 career shutouts is a pretty incredible number. So you're right, body of work in his career. But what stood out to me, and I guess I didn't notice it, and, you know, one of many D1 programs here in Minnesota, a lot of good ones with Minnesota, St. Cloud State, Bemidji State, UMD, and, of course, Minnesota State, that he's a free agent. He is undrafted NHL prospect. And you would think a club's going to take a shot at this kid.
You know, you probably would, but there hasn't been a whole lot of buzz on that front. You know, I think the biggest reason being that Dryden is, you know, not the biggest guy. And I think goaltending is a position where at least the NHL level, size still matters. And, you know, he's listed at 6 foot, might be generously so. And really, I think for the goalies, you look at Ryan Fancy, who played at Minnesota Duluth, he's a 6'3" goaltender, and he earned a contract with Edmonton, you know, and those are the types of guys that tend to get contracts, yeah, even if they're not drafted. And it's still a very much a size thing. So, you know, maybe some team does take a chance on him. Dryden also will have the option of remaining in college for another season with the COVID year. He would be eligible to play another year of college hockey in the event that, you know, there isn't enough pro interest out there. But the other thing, too, is you look at guys like Tim Thomas was a tremendous college goaltender, and he was undersized as well. And he went out and played in Finland for a couple of years, and that eventually earned him an NHL contract. And, you know, and the rest is history. I mean, he won a Conn Smythe, he won a Vezina, you know, he's just had a tremendous career. So I think for Dryden McKay, it's just a matter of continuing to prove it, but he might have to prove it at a different level in the near future here.
Yeah, so quite an honor for that young man. And, of course, the finalists, Minnesota Golden Gopher center Ben Myers of Delano and Denver forward Bobby Brink from Minnetonka. So a lot of ties to Minnesota among the finalists there. And let's segue to the Frozen Four and what transpired on first game. Terrific. Michigan and Denver. Denver wins it in overtime 3-2, and then Minnesota had a 1-0 lead, and then Minnesota State goes on to a dominant 5-1 victory.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and even though Minnesota scored the first goal of the game, it was just an uncharacteristic mistake by Minnesota State. But, you know, all of a sudden, that game really never felt like it was out of the Mavericks' control, which was pretty impressive because you look at the skill and the draft pedigree and the different players and, you know, Ben Myers and certainly the tremendous defense of Brock Faber and Ryan Johnson and Jackson McComb and the host of other defensemen for the Gophers. You know, they really didn't stand much of a chance, you know, and Bob Motzko was very honest about his team's effort in that game. You know, they knew what to expect. It just didn't really matter because Minnesota State was able to dictate the game throughout the entire way. They're just very heavy. They're older, they're bigger, they're stronger. And, you know, and sometimes they even look faster than a very speedy team in Minnesota. So they neutralized the Gophers' speed and maximized their own. And sure enough, they go ahead and win 5-1. And, you know, that goal that the Gophers scored was their first shot on goal of the game. And the Mavericks just did not allow very many after that. And anytime Dryden McKay got an easy look, he was able to make the stop.
Yeah, and the dream of an all Big Ten championship game evaporates on Thursday night. So now we get Denver and Minnesota State. Should be a terrific championship game, and the Frozen Four is a big draw. But you got Denver from out west, Minnesota State from out west. But it doesn't dampen the enthusiasm for this event.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, you know, these are two teams that have been among the best all season long. I think, you know, all four teams that were in the Frozen Four were the top four teams in goals per game, and each took a spin at number one in the polls. And you know, so there have been a lot of opportunities for these teams to showcase themselves. And I think that what we've seen, and you know, has been a great showcase of college hockey. I didn't think we saw nearly as many goals as we expected yesterday, but the fact of the matter is, you've got one of the best offensive teams in the country in Denver in terms of, you know, the amount of shots they pour on the net. And then you've got one of the best defensive teams in the country in Minnesota State. So it's, once again, kind of a matching of wits there. And, you know, the thing about this matchup is, as we saw against Minnesota, as we've seen in the regionals, you know, Minnesota State, you throw anybody at them, they're going to play the same way. And it just, you have to prove you can beat them. And nobody's been able to prove that yet. So Denver might be the team to do it, though. They have great depth. They have a lot of balance. And then they have one of the best, you know, scores in the country. Bobby Brink led the nation in points. Carter Savoy, who scored the overtime goal, is one of the best goal scorers. And, you know, they've got a pretty darn good goaltender themselves in Magnus Crona. But they have a very young D-core. And we saw how relentless Minnesota State forechecks. And that could really be a challenge for Denver with their young defensemen.
Yeah, and Mike Hastings, what a job he's done at Minnesota State. You know, building this thing to the point where they make it to a championship game, and who knows, their time might be tomorrow night in Boston. But his profile continues. I mean, anybody who follows college hockey knows about Mike Hastings, but, I mean, what a job.
Yeah, he's been a winner no matter where he's been. You know, he was one of the all-time great coaches in the USHL with the Omaha Lancers. And, you know, he took the job at Minnesota State not really knowing how much of a job there, you know, how much work he was going to have to do to get the program to this point. And you think back then, you know, you're taking over the program. It's in the WCHA when the WCHA was, you know, the conference. And, you know, that rug kind of gets pulled out from under them, and then they go into the kind of the watered down WCHA and now the CCHA, and they've just been the most dominant team. And I think this year was really one of those prove-it years for Minnesota State. Obviously, they made it to the Frozen Four last year. Really impressive. But what they've done this year is even more impressive. They haven't lost since January 16th. They're on an 18-game winning streak right now, which is a program record. And, I mean, it just looks like they are unbeatable at times. And certainly so far through the national tournament and over the last few weeks. And they played a very difficult non-conference schedule this year. They didn't avoid anybody. You know, they had games against UMass and Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud and Michigan at the Icebreaker. You know, so they've played some of these best teams in the country, and they've always either hung in those games or they've won those games. And now they have a chance to really, you know, put the cherry on top and really take that next step as a program and become one of the best in the country. No question about it.
That is cool. Denver and Minnesota State tomorrow night in Boston for the title. Chris, always good to visit with you. How do people find your work? You've covered the game for a long time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. I've got a lot of work over at dailyfaceoff.com, which is where a lot of my Frozen Four coverage has been, and also on Hockey Sense on Substack. That's hockeysense.substack.com. And I also have my podcast, Talking Hockey Sense, where we will certainly be talking all about college hockey next week as we wrap up the season and take a look back at this Frozen Four, which has been absolutely phenomenal.
And I know you're all over the NHL draft as well, and follow it year-round. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right, there he is, Chris Peters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.